The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Do I get to say it first?
Go for it.
Go Lions!
Go Lions! There you go. Excellent. Now people know when this show was recorded.
There you go.
And with a little bit of luck,
Super Bowl?
It'll be, yeah, ripe for the Super Bowl. What can I say? So where are you watching the game?
Oh, in our cozy little TV watching
room.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
Hopefully with the dog.
Nice.
And, you know.
Well, the dog will make things.
My number one sports fan.
Of course.
Partner.
Yes.
Yes.
With his Lions cravat.
Yes.
Wait. Professor Stephen Manning, do you own a Lions cravat?
He's talking about the dog.
Oh, he has a thing.
Well, he should.
And here I was thinking that you had a Lions-themed cravat that you wore around the house.
I'm sure I have a tie with the right color.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have to dig that out.
Okay.
Sure you do.
Nice. Okay. Professor Dave Chow is also here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. How's the neighborhood?
Still intact.
Excellent. You're watching over it every day, so that's why I have to
I have to go out and get my Amazon packages.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And my neighbor's Amazon packages and the neighbor's two doors down Amazon packages.
Why are you getting all those?
Because I'm the one that's home.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So.
And they communicate with you about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was going to say, do they know you're getting them?
Yes, they do.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here.
Hello.
Wearing some Lions
gear.
Go
Lions again.
Excellent. Excellent. What's going on, Jim?
Well, not much. Just getting ready for tomorrow evening and getting work done, but not the right work done. You know.
It's the best kind of work.
That's about right
like
for week
two. Housework is just piling up.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Your house isn't going anywhere, so.
I know. Yeah. That's the problem.
Because if you could just move the house and leave the dust behind.
Right. Exactly.
You could be in L.A.
Well, the problem is cleaning the house is not so much the problem as de-junking the house.
Yes.
Because if I move the junk, then it's clean junk was, but there's no place else to put it.
Defenestration.
Completely understood.
There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We went through the thing where Leslie got a new piece of furniture. That meant it was time for the old furniture to be thrown out, which I dutifully picked up and nearly destroyed my back doing.
Oh, no.
And then I came back into the house, dusted off my hands like we lived on a sitcom, and she said, actually, get those back and put them in the basement. And I was like, sure.
Wait a minute. Don't you have some strapping young lads?
Yes, I was going to say you have three strapping lads.
Luckily, they were at work at that time. Otherwise, I would have sat still
lucky for
and
them.
Pointed. Yeah, exactly.
No, have you thought about waiting for those children to come home?
I could have done that as well. Well, I wanted to get things done.
That's called time delay.
Why else
time
have
delay
kids?
Is the best way to do chores.
That was my grandfather.
Absolutely it is.
Yes.
Professor Dan Maggio is here. I'm wondering, because I know you're at least mildly Facebook active, right? Yes? No? Maybe so?
You know. Not as much anymore.
The headline from...
When I want to read a lot of useless ads
about
things I've already Googled in the last 2 days, I'll go to Facebook.
Perfect
so
timing.
So full of ads these days.
I thought of you and, of course, our friend Dave, other folks that live in Berkeley, because yesterday evening there was a post from Berkeley Public Safety. The headline was... The chicken coop that caught on fire
on
at 2200 Oxford has been saved. And there's a picture of firefighters with chickens under their arms.
Excellent.
Did you get the eggs? Because those are worth something.
Absolutely. I was just like, okay, so a couple blocks away from where we live, someone's got a chicken coop.
One block away from us was the coyote last night at 2 o'clock.
That's right. Oh, really? I saw that online, yeah.
Nice.
And I wonder why there's a coyote roaming the neighborhood. Yeah. There's
chicken coop.
Chickens everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Professor Mara Livesey, if you could have a chicken coop at your home, would you?
Yes.
Well, that's what Millie I figured you would say.
One of these days, I would love to raise chickens, but I would need a bigger yard.
Yeah.
With your cats?
Oh, yeah. We don't go outside.
Okay.
Something about just walking out there and getting fresh eggs, you know, in the morning, that does appeal to me. The chicken coop catching on fire part, maybe
less
not so.
So
much. You know, Professor Daniel Maxwell, Dave does have a separate property, which he owns to the side of his house that's perfect for chicken cooping.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. My new summer project.
Uh-huh.
On your big triple lot.
Mm-hmm. He does have a big lot.
Are we allowed to have chickens in Berkeley?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
It's on the Facebook page. It's legit.
Just because they had chickens doesn't mean they were allowed.
How about piglets?
I don't know about pigs or goats or anything like
or
that.
Or coyotes.
Pigs get real big.
Yeah, pigs get big.
And ugly.
Okay. Danielle Maxwell, you have a chance of having one farmyard animal in your future yard. What would it be?
Oh, 100% a cow.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have the most beautiful eyelashes ever.
Wow. Okay. You've got this all figured out.
Yes.
You've got this all figured out. Okay. I tell you what, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything.
Farm
if you
animals.
Stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize, too. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We have a wonderful set of questions from our very good question-sending person, long time, Kimberly Richards, from Van Nuys, California. Hi, Matt. This was supposed to be 20 questions, but I couldn't bear to leave any out, so it's 26.
Nice.
I still want to know which panelist knew the reference to the song Punk Rock Girl, which came up during the first set of these. These are the classic opening lines of songs, and you have to guess the name of the song or the performer. And I know who the Punk Rock Girl person is, but I'm not saying right now.
Why it's not? Just... I mean, you don't have to say it, but I'm curious as to why you won't say it.
Because I want to, you know, leave this anonymous for the right now.
Because information is power.
Information is
like Nero Wolf.
I'll tell everybody in the break. I'll tell everybody in the break. How's that?
We have breaks?
We do. Well, since my baby left me.
Oh, well, Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street. Elvis Presley, 1956.
Oh, he sang it, whoever wrote it.
Deep down in, I'll say it in the way that we do around here, Louisiana, which is not the way it's said in the song, close to New Orleans, way up in the woods among the evergreens.
Is this Otis Redding?
Mm-mm.
What am I thinking of?
I will give you the clue, broadly speaking, Back to the Future.
Oh, Huey Lewis?
Nope.
Oh.
That's a good guess. Oh,
that is a good guess.
Chuck Berry?
It's Chuck Berry's.
Yes.
What?
Oh, now I got to follow through?
The original lyric was, deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way up in the woods among the evergreens, there lived a little cabin made of earth and wood.
Oh, I can
and who
hear
grew
it.
Up there?
Johnny B. Good.
Yeah.
He never learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar just like ringing a bell. Yep, there you go. I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just trying to learn earn
nine
a
to
dollar.
Five?
Mm-mm.
No.
That's a good guess.
Donald
though.
Trump's poet laureate.
Let's see. I can hear it. It's soft.
I know, you can hear it, but then you're like, you have to keep singing
I
in your
really
head.
I really wish that Matt would just
say
sing it,
could
in
Could you
tune.
Say that again, please?
Yeah, can
sure.
you sing it?
I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise a holler.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
About working all summer just to trying to earn a dollar.
Is that Huey Lewis in the news?
Lay down a beat for him. Lay down a beat track for him.
I am not singing.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do, because there ain't no cure for the
summertime blues.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll
let you sing it. I'm not gonna sing it.
We can't tap on the table, though.
That's true.
To the
tap
lyrics.
Your foot.
We
tap
have to
your
be
foot.
Careful.
Like I said, Danielle's just gonna lay down a beat track for us. That's
oh, totally.
All.
It's my expertise.
Beatbox.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Sounds like a Pat Benatar song.
Johnny Cash?
Absolutely Johnny Cash.
All right.
What is it? What is it? What's the song? Probably his most famous tune.
Bring a Fire?
No.
Walk a Fine Line.
Yeah, you got Mara's got
Bring a Fire?
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
I said Walk a Fine Line.
Nice.
Walk a Line of Fire.
What?
If only Diane Manica were here.
Uh-oh.
Look at
Quick,
me.
Call her up.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Oh.
It's a Johnny Mathis song?
It is.
Johnny Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Diane, if we could only phone a friend.
Unable to tell my right foot from my left.
I get misty.
You misty. Yeah, it's
what?
Misty. That's
it's
right.
Misty.
Oh, that's great.
Is that the name of the famous movie? Was it
Yes.
Play Misty for Me.
Clint Eastwood, yeah. Play Misty for mm-hmm. Me, yes.
Well,
yes.
Johnny Mathis was one of about, 55 people that did covers of
made that
song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think the guy who did the soundtrack for that was Errol Gardner, the jazz pianist.
Okay.
Thank you.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free.
Did
Davy Crockett.
It's the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Yes.
But who sang it?
Bill Hayes, it says.
Oh, Bill Hayes, okay.
1955.
Sorry, I just remember Fess Parker.
Some folks say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. Back that's... No, wait. I blew it. Oh, crap.
Steven, this sounds like your Medicaid conversation.
I can't remember the last line. I'm completing them when I know them, you know? You don't know that one,
and
huh?
And this is one he knows.
Yeah, this is one that I know.
Would you mind repeating?
I'm going to try it again.
Is it like country folky?
It is country folky.
Bob Dylan?
Some folks, say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A back that's weak, but a will that's strong.
This sounds like Stephanie Conant's CV.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
Where is Stephanie?
Anyway, I know. I miss her.
We do. That's 16 tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
You move 16 tons, and what do you get?
Yes. Another day older and deeper in debt.
Oh, I owe my something to the company store.
I owe my soul to the company store.
They asked me how I knew.
They asked
my
me
true
how
true love
I knew.
Was true.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
That's right, the Platters. 1958. Ooh, now that I see it, they're kind of going in progressive year order, so you can pick up on that if you want to. Oh, the shark babe has such teeth.
Mac the
Knife.
And it shows
that actually goes back to Kurt Vile on the Three Penny Opera.
Pearly
back
white.
In the 30s.
That's right. Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
The Beatles.
Remember, I'll always be true.
But what's the name of the song?
And then
hang on, he's getting to
get a kick
I'll
out of you.
Home every day. And I'll send all my loving is the name of it.
There you go.
Sooner or later.
No Beatles.
Not that track, not at that least. One. Not that one. Nope. Not a clue.
Don't worry, the Taylor Swift songs will get here eventually.
They will get here. We're getting there progressively.
The Taylor Swift songs.
1989. We're getting there.
Slowly.
It'll take a couple more decades, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Probably one of the greatest songs ever recorded. I bet you're wondering how I knew.
Oh,
about your plans to make me blue.
You set that one up well.
There's a lot.
Now I feel ashamed.
I'll tell you a story about this lyric some other time, not on the air. About your plans to make me blue with some other guy I knew before.
Yeah.
Is that Motown?
It is Motown.
Is that Diana Ross?
It is not.
Shoot.
Smokey Robinson?
No.
The Miracles?
Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine.
There we go. Yes.
Can we just throw ourselves off of a cliff after
I had to hum one? My way through the verse.
Sure. No, that's right. And now the end is near, so I face the final curtain.
Oh, I did it my way. Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. 1969. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. Because when you're standing oh so near... I kind of lose my mind.
Is it the neck or something?
But it's that era.
Say it again.
It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair.
It's not like
the Cars.
It is the Cars.
Yeah. Rick Ocasek.
Because you're mine? You're just what I needed.
Just what I needed.
I know these songs, and
I can't either.
I cannot
can't make it all the way there.
Yeah.
No offense to your attempt to sing them.
No, yeah.
Singing them?
Well, I know songs I could sing most of the lyrics.
I take offense.
So separate. The lyrics are so...
By the way, that was 1978, and my heart just died a little bit.
No.
1978.
No,
so long ago.
Well...
We're within a half century now.
We are.
Getting closer.
Just what I needed.
There we go. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
Staying alive.
Yes.
The B to CPR. The B to CPR.
I needed the paint buckets in each hand. That's why.
Staying alive.
David Grohl redid that one, didn't he?
Did he?
As the Bee Gees?
Wow.
Have you guys seen that one?
No.
David Grohl from the Foo Fighters formed a new band called the DGs.
That's right.
And he sings falsetto.
Yeah.
Amazingly well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is this the real life, or is this just fantasy?
Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Bohemian Rhapsody, 1975. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Diana Ross. That's that's Gloria.
Gloria
Gaynor.
Oh, that's I Will Survive.
Yep, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. Very, very good. Put it all together. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said,
young man. There's no need.
Village people.
Mm-hmm.
Young man.
Also, 1978.
I understand they're going to be singing at one of the inaugural events.
Are.
Wait,
seriously?
Really?
Village People happened, and I Carrie Underwood? Know.
Well, Carrie really? Underwood.
Rascal
yeah,
Flatts, Men in Two.
Really?
That's I read in the paper.
There's a whole list of people.
No comment. No comment.
That's very strange.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. Oh, she completed the lyric. 1984.
Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Give us a beat, Heather. Drop a beat.
I would not try to emulate this performer.
You could.
I'll make a fool of myself.
That's fine.
Can you say it one more time?
Yeah.
Sure. I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. It's Prince.
Yeah.
See, that's why.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Okay, that's why I kept on thinking Sinead O'Connor doing nothing comparison.
Mm-hmm. I got there.
Mm-hmm. Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me.
Madonna.
I think they're okay. But we are living
material girl.
In a material
world. Material world, yeah.
And I am a material girl, that's right. See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side.
Well, the words are familiar.
1987.
Try that again.
See the stone set in your eyes. If I said it wrong last time, I apologize. See the thorn twist in your side.
Oh, this is...
It's just about one of the most moving ballads ever put.
Celine Dion?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Cyndi Lauper?
It's a group from the early mid-80s. Irish group. It's U2.
U2. Duh.
I Can't Live...
Without you?
With or without you.
I
can't live with air conditioning.
Yep.
Oh.
You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
All the time.
It's not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
But it's a rap. 1986.
Run DMC?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Oh, this is going to...
Who's a rapper from the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking your direction.
Run DMC.
Before my time.
Fresh Prince?
No.
Fresh Prince, yeah.
Not the Beastie Boys, was it?
It is the Beastie Boys. I was about to say, three Jewish rappers from New York, and it's...
What?
Something.
You got to fight.
Oh, you got to
fight. For your right.
To party.
Yes.
Yeah, I want a Brass Monkey for our wedding, but we couldn't get the quartet to do it.
So. That's not...
Seriously, I want the string quartet to learn Brass Monkey in time.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
They couldn't do it.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high
when
your loving starts.
Yeah, wham.
So, name of the song
What is it?
Come on, all the head bobbing. He's got to get it somewhere.
Come on, Dan. Come on.
Come on, you two. Figure it out.
What's the melody?
I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
You definitely have.
Not this rendition of it, at least.
You put the
wake me up before you go.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you.
I've heard this.
That sounds like a morning ritual.
Well, I had to sing through it until I got it.
Right. You got to sing through the lyrics. Yeah.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Ugh. Man.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
I'm okay. I don't know what more I can do for this one. Let's see. She's got a smile.
We all have this Ted Cruz in Mexico, don't we?
I mean, it was early glam to pop crossover heavy metal, so it was very popular. I can tell you that.
Bon Jovi?
No, but you're in the right zone.
Not Bowie.
Nope.
Till Tuesday.
Aerosmith.
That's not.
I know that's
saucy.
No, that was, I mean, that's a loss right there. That's Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Don't Stop Believing?
Mm-hmm.
Journey.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Anywhere.
Or everywhere.
Just a city boy.
Born and raised in
South Detroit. It doesn't exist.
There's no South
Windsor.
Detroit.
There is no South Detroit.
Yeah, there is.
Southeast Detroit.
That is not South Detroit.
There's Southwest Detroit.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen.
9 to 5. Dolly Parton.
All right. There yep. 1980. There we go.
She knew it was coming. She knew it was coming.
Nope.
Manifested.
She did. She did. Very well done, Professor. I mean, that was 26 straight.
Not a
like that's.
T-Swift.
There's one more
not
coming
a single
here, but
T-Swift. There
thanks,
so many
Kimberly.
Good songs.
Those were.
Thanks,
those
Kimberly.
Were really
yes, thanks.
You write a question instead of only Taylor Swift.
I could totally do it right now.
One more from 1981.
Okay.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack.
You
may
find
yourself in another part of the world.
Talking heads.
Talking heads.
Sorry.
Yep. Burning down a house.
Days go by. Is that what it's called?
You have got the lyric right, but that's not the name of the song.
Days go by.
What's the name of the song?
What is the name of the song?
Not Psycho Killer.
Is it Burning Down the House?
Burning
Down
the
House.
No.
Letting the days go by. Let the water go by.
Oh.
These are great, Kimberly. You got to keep sending them. The name of the song is Once in a Lifetime.
Once in a Lifetime.
Oh, that's when he does the chop chop thing, right?
Oh, that's right. You got to cross the forearm.
Yeah. Same as it ever was.
All right. Same as it ever was.
We need to put on the big suits.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Awesome. Okay, time to play the favorite game,
uh-oh.
A.K.A. the Burroughs Family Imponderables.
Imponderables.
What's your favorite activity to do that you can only do outside in the wintertime?
Skiing. Easily.
Skiing's a good answer.
Skiing, 100%.
It's a very good answer. Difficult to do in the spring and summer, agree.
A little difficult. Might break a leg.
Yeah, I think skiing, downhill skiing.
Okay.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm a snowboarder, so I'm a one plank.
Oh, interesting.
Making snow angels?
Making snow angels is something. I mean, you could do that in the sand,
in the leaves.
But it's kind of gross, you know.
Kind of hot.
Just kind of gritty when you get back up.
Don't do it in the sandbox that the cats invaded, so.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why.
Throwing snow at the dog.
Do you throw snow for the dog to get?
I kind of, you know, to try to get
him. Oh, but he loves it. He's like.
He does it.
In his
element. I was going to say running, which we're unable to do right now, but running in the winter is great.
It's nice.
Okay.
It is nice.
As long as you can do it. But we haven't done it for
those
like
yak tracks
2 weeks
on.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible. Mm. They're terrible.
I'll say, because it's in my near future. Sledding.
Of course.
Yeah, sledding is good.
You guys have a nice hill in Ferndale, too.
So. We do have one in the park next to where we live.
So in your future, that? Like you're taking
Green
Millie
Acres.
Sledding?
We haven't yet. We don't have a sled.
It's called
cardboard.
Or linoleum.
Yes. Cardboard.
Our next Amazon shipment. We'll take her to the
Wait,
hill.
Really? It's coming?
Cookie sheet.
We'll have to talk offline because the Mayo boys have a number of sleds that basically were used negative ones.
Yes,
I don't
there
see
you go.
Any reason for us to keep them at this point. So Millie can
don't mind taking them off
reap
hands.
The benefits.
I still have one of my old wooden sleds that has
the
rails.
Runners.
Oh, the
nice.
Runners.
That's
yeah,
incredible.
It's hanging up in the garage.
Millie is I'm going sorry, to be the anchor to the.
No, you did not. It is still right. hanging there.
Bubble wrap on the child and.
So I know, Dan, you love the curl, but that's not really an outdoor activity.
I know,
activity.
Well, I'm still answering that.
Yeah, I think that's a good
because I don't have another answer.
On a lake? You can curl on lakes.
Yeah.
He's got another answer, he says.
I can't ice skate.
What do you mean you can't?
I don't mind skiing, snowshoeing maybe. I don't mind the cold.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will admit that is one. Well, that is one of
snowmobiling?
My items.
Not since I was a kid.
Okay. I've never been.
Ooh, it's so much fun.
Ice skating?
I know.
No, snow machining.
Oh.
Did it across the Arctic tundra.
No, ooh, see,
wow.
I want
to
go.
Negative 40, real
I want to go to Quebec City or Ottawa and go ice skating in the canals.
Yeah.
You know, this hockey game they play over the break, the pros, the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Winter Classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played. They do that because most of these players, like
we grew up playing outdoors.
Played hockey. I played most of my hockey, even organized hockey. Yeah. Most of it was pond hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd often get there. We'd go with all our hockey stuff and with shovels.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we'd do, we'd put our things on, and you'd skate and shovel this thing for an open.
To get it all level and.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then inevitably went off the thing into the snow, so some kid had to go over and.
See, we stole real estate science to make our own boards. I wasn't supposed to confess that, was I?
Oops.
Nice.
Yeah. You go take real estate signs from around the neighborhood, you put up boards around, and you fill it that way.
That had very did you have fans effect at on, them on the going? Real estate market.
Well, yeah, that too. But it also keeps the pucks from going.
They're not selling because they don't know the house is for sale.
Oh, well, not my problem.
Well, I always think, true. Dave, of the outfield. I mean, for other people who live locally, the outfield at the Huntington Woods Men's mm-hmm. Club, because they have a big rink there, and it's always cute to see the kids like going around.
Mm-hmm. It is. Wonderful.
Until it warms up, so... Yeah, I don't know what I would say. I mean, most of the stuff is holiday based, but
right.
Yeah, shoveling's the answer. Oh.
So exciting.
So much fun.
I'm going to get in trouble if she ever listens, but she doesn't, so I think I'm okay. But my same age sister-in-law came to dinner last night.
Same age?
Shamed my children.
Hold on, were we talking...
When did you get home from school? How come you can't shovel when you know your aunt's coming over? I'm like, how old are we now?
You've suddenly become grandparents.
No, wait, seriously.
Was this Mary Ellen?
No, it's Mary Ellen. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Oh, oops. I'll tease her later if you want.
Yeah,
so.
You can tease her later.
We have a couple of neighbors that have recently purchased the snow machines.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
And it's hilarious because one guy down the street, he's retired. About 2 winters ago, he's doing it, and he said, yeah, my wife got me this right after Christmas. He said, best Christmas present I ever got. He will get, it is an inch of snow. He'll fire this thing up and come down. Mm-hmm. But he comes down the hole from his place all the way down to the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
An inch of snow. It's like, one day I'm out there, like, I'm doing the same thing he's doing. You know, you go about 15 feet, you know, before you have to shove the stuff in.
Right.
But he's going to use his slow-mo, his mower, blower.
Still had the red ribbon on it from Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
He loves it.
I'm totally making that up. But I think it's a good story.
Professors, I'm so sorry. The time has come to say goodbye, Danielle.
Adios.
Mara.
Bye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Go Lions.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.